So we engage with training, and that's going to facilitate a release. But if we understand the role of nutrition, things to do and not to do, then we can amplify the effect and even get more from it.
Well, and that's true. They show at the University of Virginia Medical Center and a couple other places that once growth hormone is released, that it will circulate for up to 2 hours. And there's actually a couple of studies out there that shows that there's a 3 hour synergy window, if you will, that you can burn body fat almost like you're still working out from the growth hormone. And that growth hormone, when it is in your body circulating from exercise, that it essentially attacks body fat. I mean, it's targeting body fat, and it is the most powerful body fat reducing substance in your body. Many researchers consider it the most powerful hormone in the body, and clearly it is the anti-aging hormone. And what's great about it is that people can get it for free from exercise, and there's some supplements in the right type of nutrition program that you recommend, for instance, would help maximize that. So 2 hours after you work out, you can keep that growth hormone circulating as long as the glutamine before the workout, and also a high-fat meal about an hour before workout has been shown to curtail the release of growth hormone. But the number one way to stop growth hormone is to have an insulin jump. And insulin, as you well know, is tied to dietary sugar a lot of times. And so if you get a great growth hormone-releasing workout and go out and eat a candy bar, then that releases a hormone called somatostatin. And somatostatin has one singular role, and that is to stop or regulate growth hormone. And so the very moment you've got growth hormone in there, you're looking for a 2 hour synergy window for the growth hormone to attack body fat and just pull it off like a heat-seeking missile. But you can stop it quickly by getting sugar after a workout.
Wow, that's great information. You know, this information is